skin as my footsteps echo ominously in my moonlit palace. Dark magic clutches at the tarnished silver mirror, wispy tendrils of black smoke swirling around the edges, threatening to knock off the icicles that have formed around the delicate golden floral ornaments that disguise what lives within. When I look into the mirror, it isn't my reflection I see. Bitterness claws at me as I stare into the milky white eyes of the seer that inhabits it. Show me the girl. Pythia smiles, her expression eerie and foreboding, as she slowly fades from view, her image replaced by that of a young woman sitting in the corner of a dark room, a book in her hands, something akin to wistfulness written all over her face. Long dark hair falls to her waist, and even in the dim lighting, her light brown eyes shimmer with hope. Every time I've seen her, her eyes have held that same expression, hope. It's something that's rarely seen in Eldiria. The girl smiles to herself as she flips the page, and my heart squeezes tightly. She is unaware that none of her dreams will come to pass. Arabella of Althea has yet to realize that sorrow, beyond anything she's ever known, is to befall her. After all, her fate is entwined with mine. You're certain it's her? The image blurs until, once more, Pythia stands before me, her unseeing eyes keeping me pinned in place.
Only she is capable of breaking the curse,
the seer confirms.
Arabella of Althea is destined to become your empress.
My gaze roams over her pale face, doubt taking root deep inside my chest. Seers are known to be deceptive, but I've come to believe that Pythia is different. The decades in torment have worn her down as much as they have me. She's as tied to this curse as I am. Until it's broken, she's trapped in the mirror dimension, in this very mirror. She's so young, I murmur, my mind drifting back to Arabella. She looks weak. The edges of Pythia's dark red lips turn up into a semblance of a smile.
She's 23, Your Excellency. Hardly a child.
I fail to understand how Arabella of Althea could possibly set us free, but if there's even the slightest chance, I owe it to my people to try. Perhaps I should rethink the plans that have been in the making from the moment I learned of her 3 months ago. I could have her captured and brought to me before dawn. Had she been anyone else, that's exactly what I would have done.
She must come of her own free will,
Pythia reminds me, her tone sharp. I raise a brow in surprise, instantly wondering whether it's my expression she read or my thoughts. Fates. It wouldn't surprise me if it was the latter. I nod in acquiescence and take a step back, resisting the urge to question the seer further. This is the first time she's given me any hope that this curse could be broken. It's unfortunate that it'll be at the cost of Arabella's future. Arabella of Althea, my future wife. She's a glimmer of hope in an otherwise dark and bleak world. She'll save us all. And it'll cost her everything. My heart feels heavy as I walk toward the palace's atrium, the walls filled with blood-red roses, my mother's favorite flower. The mere sight of them nearly brings me to my knees, shame and regret coursing through my dark veins. I can't help but wonder if my mother's spirit is looking down on me today. If so, she's no doubt enjoying my misery. Her curse played out exactly as she wanted it to.
So you'll go through with it then?
I look up to find Elaine standing to my side, her fingers gently caressing the frozen petals of a rose, her gaze filled with longing. I have no choice. She averts her face, but for a moment, I'm certain I saw a hint of anguish in her expression.
There is always a choice,
she says, her voice soft yet firm.
You will not endear yourself to her if you see this through. Love cannot bloom under threat of force.
Love, I scoff. It's a common myth among those that heard Pythia's prophecy. They believe true love will break the